Life Class by Pat Barker, narrated by Russell Bolter.
Part 1. 1. They'd been drawing for over half an hour. There was no sound except for the slurring of pencils on Michelet paper or the barely perceptible squeak of charcoal. At the centre of the circle of students, close to the dais, a stove cast a barred red light onto the floor. The smell of burning coke mingled with other smells. Sweat, hot cloth, cigar and tobacco smoke. Now and again, you could hear the soft pop of lips inhaling, and another plume of blue smoke would rise to join the pall that hung over the whole room. Nobody spoke. You were not allowed to talk in the life class. In the antiques room, where they spent the mornings copying from casts of classical and Renaissance sculpture, talking was permitted, and the students, a few of the women in particular, chattered non-stop. Here, apart from the naked woman on the dais, the atmosphere was not unlike a men's club. The women students had their own separate life class somewhere on the lower floor. Even the Slade, scandalously modern in most respects, segregated the sexes when the naked human body was on display. Paul Tarrant, sitting on the back row, as far away from the stove as he could get, coughed discreetly into his handkerchief. He was still struggling to throw off the bronchitis that had plagued him all winter, and the fumes irritated his lungs. He'd finished his drawing, or at least he'd reached the point where he knew that further work would only make matters worse. He leaned back and contemplated the page. Not one of his better efforts. He knew, without turning to look, that Professor Tonks had entered the room. It was always like this with Tonks, the quiet entry. He seemed to insinuate himself into the room.